You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace of Truth to Power, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue at the 3rd Street Market Hall. 833-212-1017. That is the talking text line. You can call in, text in at 833-212-1017. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube. About that, Truth Nation. I'm human. That is just what it is, right? Again, you can watch the stream is live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, because we appreciate y'all. And that's what today is about. It is about appreciation. But more importantly, today is about understanding, Truth Nation, that 2020 is over. Right? 2020 is over. And when I say that, white guilt is gone. White corporate America is back to being the self-centered, ignoramus folks they have always been. And I say this because there is a puzzling trend that I see, right? I've had it in my notes for a while, but I got a message yesterday from someone I care deeply about who's been a professional in their field for 20 plus years, serving the community, giving back, and doing what is right. And they were handed their pink slip. And for me, I had in my phone, I got all these notes, literally like note after note after note. with the black unemployment rate of specifically African American women. And today was the day that I said, this is where I want to cover this. I want to cover it, Truth Nation, because I think we need to understand that the current state of America, right? Because while the United States unemployment rate over the past year has been steady, it's been ticking up. It hasn't been the same, but it's been ticking up slightly, right? 4.1% to 4.2% or 3%. It's been pretty steady. While the United States unemployment rate has been steady, that has not been the reality specifically for black people, but targeting black women. Black women have seen their unemployment rate rise and rise fast. In April, May, June, and July, we have seen an increase in black women's unemployment rate hovering at 6%. 6.3% actually in July, where it was 5.1% in March. This is twice the rate of white workers in America. While their unemployment rate is staying steady, we are seeing black people, but specifically black women, uptick. And now some of y'all might be thinking, how is this possible? I know I was thinking, how is this possible? I was shocked when I got that text message from somebody who is a staple in the community, somebody who does right by others, somebody who I look up to. I was shocked by that. How is it possible that the most highly educated group of people, as demographic wise, being African-American women, are losing their jobs at such a high rate? How is it that a dear friend of mine, who has been a mentor to so many, cannot walk around the city of Milwaukee without somebody saying that was like a mother figure to me? How could somebody like that all of a sudden be jobless? Right? And so for me, some may say that Donald Trump is to blame. And listen, Donald Trump is definitely part of this. Yes. But what we have to understand, Truth Nation, is that he is simply the igniter, right? He's the igniter, but there was a flame. See, there was a flame that could only get lit when there's fuel in the tank. So yes, Donald Trump may have racism or racist policies or anti-black, anti-DEI policies, but you can have whatever policies that you want. But once people got the opening, right, to be able to have that flame lit, there were way too many companies across this country, corporations across this company, that had gas and fuel in the tank ready to be lit and get rid of DEI. And see, that's why I say again, we can blame Donald Trump, but the underbelly of this country, those in charge of this country, they were ready to get rid of DEI. They didn't want to do the initiatives. Do y'all understand that the initiatives that so many companies, even here across Milwaukee, had for trying to help and right the wrong of the past of not only this country, but also their company, it's costly. And you as an African American are not worth the value of that. That's what we have to understand. Again, Donald Trump ignited it, but there was fuel in the tank. That's where our minds should be at, Truth Nation. Anti-diversity is something that is a staple of this country. It's a staple of whiteness. And obviously, from the fact that we see black woman unemployment rate, and many of these black women fill a lot of these DEI jobs because they have the educational background to be able to fill these roles and kill in these roles, right? They have the ability to go talk to these different companies and tell them about how can you be more mindful about diversity or the way that you speak to people or how you acknowledge people or understand some of the plights that people of color, not just black, but people of color and women, regardless of color, have to go through. America was clamoring for a change, this change that happened. They just needed a leading voice, and that voice was Donald Trump. See, Truth Nation, what we need to do is we need to discuss what happened. Why did the momentum for social justice disappear and dissipate? How did we go from being listened to and heard where folks across not just America, but folks across the world and the globe were protesting and chanting Black Lives Matter. We went from that. The world's eyes were on African Americans specifically, which impacted Black people across this globe who are the minority in many countries. How did we go from Black Lives Matter to the fastest growing unemployment rate in the United States of America? That is what we have to figure out. We can point the finger at Trump all we have to, but it is a choice. It is a decision that is made by companies and corporations and businesses on if they want to support Black causes. Ben & Jerry's is a big company when it comes to ice cream. We all heard of them. Ben & Jerry's gave a big middle finger, an F you, to anybody that did not like diversity. They did not care. But we have too many soft-ass people in these corporations who care more about corporate greed, who care more about money than they do the human worker. Truth Nation, we're just cattle moving along. 833-212-1017. I really got to ask y'all, does America think our lives matter? 833-212-1017. That's what I want to know from y'all. Why are white people once again quitting on us? When we come back, we're going to walk down memory lane because I think it's imperative, it is important that we understand what happened in 2020 and why that movement of 2020, the death of George Floyd, led to so much change. But also within that, we have to understand that white guilt is gone and the death of George Floyd doesn't mean a damn to most Americans anymore. Look at the polls. Look at the fact that there was a conversation being had by far right wing conservatives that have the ear of the president, who say they should pardon. He should give a pardon to Derek Chauvin, the police officer who murdered George Floyd. That was a conversation being had. Your own eyes, my own eyes. We saw what Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd. And there are people who have the ear of the president who are saying he deserves to have a pardon. So when we come back in 3 minutes, Truth Nation, we're going to relive and go down memory lane of what occurred in 2020, which we thought was going to be a movement of change, but in reality, it was a movement of the moment. Again, 833-212-1017. Why do you believe that the social justice movement is over? Why do you believe when you go through the polls and you see civil rights, when they ask people what's important to them, and 2020 went from being high, and 2024 went to being lower, and now nobody even's worried about. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power. We'll have more in 3 minutes.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking for the Brewers fan experience of a lifetime? American Family Insurance is here to make it happen. Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for your chance to win a pregame tailgate party for you and five friends, complete with a private chef and DJ. You'll also score field-level tickets and hotel stays, exclusive Brewers merch, and Christian Yelich memorabilia. Enter now at amfam.com/brewers. That is amfam.com/brewers. No purchase necessary. Enter by 11:59 p.m. Central on August 25th. See official rules at amfam.com/brewers. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding down on the 1 and 2s, and shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, I'm talking about how Black lives don't matter and how the movement of 2020 is over. And I've come to the realization that really, at the end of the day, Black lives only matter to a small minority of people, but it never mattered to most. And what we saw in 2020 was just a moment in time, right? The shift in mindset and attention was only temporary. It was not permanent. And that's something that we have to understand. We were all fools for believing that the sentiments in America were finally shifting in our favor. And I'll say this. I was an idiot. I believe that the sentiments were finally shifting in our favor. And I just want to know why, Truth Nation. Why do you believe at 833-212-1017, why is it that all of a sudden companies and corporations no longer care about supporting African Americans? They no longer care about diversifying their workplace. Because what we have to understand is that it's not because we don't have the talent. It is not because we are not intelligent enough. It is not because we're not some of the best workers. It is simply because there is nepotism when people get hired and get put in positions because of people that they know. They talk about it, right? The old boys club. That is what we have to understand, is that not only are we up against the fact that a lot of us, specifically here in Wisconsin, you go to the East Coast, you go to other places, oh, there's black people in a lot of hiring positions. But here, specifically in Wisconsin, in many states across the U.S., there isn't enough African Americans in positions of power to wake people up. When you see studies done about names on applications, somebody having a black sounding name versus a white sounding name with the same exact resume, the white sounding name getting more callbacks. Somebody who's looking to sell their house and they're looking to get their house appraised, and because they have black photos in their house, it may be appraised at $350,000, but then they change the pictures inside the house to being white people in the house, and it's appraised for $650,000. See, that isn't our fault. See, that's what we're up against. And so when you're talking about diversifying a workplace, it's not about just handing somebody a job just because. It's about giving people of color a fair shot at a job. That's what diversity, equity, and inclusion is about. It's about not just taking the name of somebody that we know. Or somebody who, you know, oh, that's what's-his-face cousin. It's not about that. It's about making sure that we look at our hiring practices and we're being fair. That's what it's about. Ain't nobody asking for diddly squat. Nobody. I ain't never begged nobody for nothing. And I believe I earned everything that I got. And I will outwork and run circles around anybody ass out here. Granted, I couldn't work in like tech, in certain tech fields. I don't know computer science. No interest in learning it. But other things, where all I got to do is learn the job. Oh boy, I can do that. And I'm not an anomaly. I am the rule, not the exception. And so for me, when I see everything that's happening, when it comes to the fact that unemployment rate for black women is rising, and it is rising fast. And again, I'm not going to just point the finger at Donald Trump. I'm pointing the finger at white America. And I want to know exactly why. Why are white people once again quitting on black people? 833-212-1017. Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
I'm not going up. You say you won't blame Trump, but they're all getting it from Trump. They can show their true colors now. Trump even literally say, hey, you can say the N-word. So just come on out and be like that. They're all coming out and being like that.
But Security Mike, we're gonna have a dialogue, because this is what I wanna say though. Is that is a choice and that is a decision, right? Like, you have a choice and a decision. And that's why I brought up Ben & Jerry's, and there's other corporations as well that are standing 10-toed down behind, giving a big middle finger to the Trump administration when it comes to the conversation about trying to kill diversity. So for me, yes, Donald Trump made it okay, but don't mean that you got to do it. That's true, I'm saying.
But see, look at how many of them that are not falling away from Trump, because then he'll get his supporters on them. They start giving them death threats and stuff. They got to get in line with Trump. They want to say something. A lot of them don't agree with him, but they're scared. They're scared. And then you go along with the percentage of them that says, okay, let's really show our true colors. Your show yesterday said it. You want to be, it's better than being slave or than being dead, no? Wow. So then we ain't worth nothing to him if we're not going to be a slave.
That's
man,
true.
It's scary right now, man.
No, it is.
It's scary.
It definitely,
now they're going after the main breadwinners now, is our sisters.
Yeah, they are. Security Mike, thank you so much for that insight. They definitely going after black women. I 100% agree with that. But 833-212-1017, we're continuing to see the rising numbers of black women being unemployed in this country. And I'm convinced that the Black Lives Movement was not a movement. It was a stopgap. It was something for people to have fun doing. And again, I'm going to take y'all down memory lane because I want to remind us of why we got here and how we got here with George Floyd. Because the death of George Floyd, what that did and what that ignited in so many different people, it made them actually give a damn for a second. But we're going to watch the video. But what I realized, Truth Nation, it wasn't about George Floyd dying. It was about the fact that they had to see somebody die and they couldn't quite understand why nobody would help. But meanwhile, we're sitting here in a country where you see people being rounded up. You see homeless people on the street in Washington, D.C. who have mentally ill issues, who are being rounded up and being told to go certain places as if they have the mental stability to be able to take command and take orders. They're telling them to go to different places, knowing damn well that they're going to return back to the place that they find the most comforting. We're seeing children die in Gaza, Palestinians dying, getting bombarded. And Miss Rachel, who is a YouTuber who, for the kids, speaks out against it, and now people hate them. You have people who love Taylor Swift, who watch the president call Taylor Swift the B word, and still voted for Donald Trump. We are a morally flawed country, and we know who the most morally flawed individuals are. 833-212-1017. I'm going to keep taking your calls, but we're going to get to the video of George Floyd because I have to go down memory lane to remind everyone what happened in 2020 and to remind everybody that your death of a black body only impacts people for a small moment in time. Al from Sherman Park, what are your thoughts on today's conversation about corporations turning on black people?
Hi, Kyle. I don't know if it's solely black people, but I remember a white girl told me, it was maybe 15 years ago, leave your heart at home when you come to work, because the corporation is always trying to figure out how to get the most out of people by paying less. And people are the most expensive part or component of the product, because you got the benefits and you got the salaries. And they will think nothing of taking a 20-year veteran whose salary now has gotten up to, you know, $80,000, and they're looking at the bottom line like, I can get a 2-year MBA student in here to do that job. And they're always thinking, Do I need that role? Do I need that middle manager to run that report? Because right now there's a great cleansing of middle managers. So if you have a master's degree, you're a middle manager. The company's always looking at you as an expense, a weight, where they can shift that role. Now, if you're a person doing the dirty work, you're really hands-on level. They're not letting you go too often unless you're a factory and the orders are going up and down. But when it comes to that middle management, they're cleaning that out. It's called the flattening of management in organizations today.
Yeah, absolutely. Al, you're absolutely right. And one thing as well, Al, I'll keep you on the line just shortly because I know you're very well knowledgeable. And the one thing that is unfortunate, especially with these companies that are publicly traded, is that they're always thinking about growth, growth, growth. Right. Because they have to report to a board. They have to report to the shareholders exactly how much growth they have. And the easiest way to have more growth is reduce how much you have to pay. And so I know you see on a corporate level that there are a lot of companies, especially publicly traded companies, who are trying to grow, 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 who are getting rid of the human capital as if they're just cattle.
We already restructured 3 times this year at my company, and I've seen vice presidents go. But now we have a ridiculous amount of vice presidents. We've got like 7 layers of vice presidents. Now they're flattening it out, and the directors are taking more hands-on control, and they're getting rid of maybe 2 or 3 layers of vice presidents. So that's what companies are doing. If you aren't actually doing the hands-on work and you're just doing reports, your vice president is looking at you like, do I really need that person? I think I can take on their role before they chop me.
Sounds good, Al. I appreciate you and your insight. 833-212-1017. African-American women here in America are seeing unemployment rate rise faster than any other demographic of people. Their unemployment of African-American women is 3 times of their white counterpart. in the last 4 months, from April, May, June, and July, we have consistently seen the unemployment rate of African Americans go up. Now, there may be a trend that follows this, but the first ones to go are the African American women. And then on top of that, you're talking about African Americans in these positions that were diversity positions. 833-212-1017. Ron on the South Side, corporations turning on black people more and more.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, listening. We didn't define or give a definition of DEI when they first brought that little the acronym out there. We didn't have billboards and advertisers running. DEI is not black people, because everybody starts thinking, oh, they just talking about black people. No, this should have been billboards with everybody on the billboard except for a middle-aged white guy. who is running corporate. Right. That's everybody else should have been up there. Asian, handicapped white people, black, Spanish, all that should have been on the billboard. We did not set the definition of DEI, and they made everybody say, oh, it's just black people talking about it. So then everybody was like, oh, well, if that's the case, we don't want no more affirmative action. So it was easy for corporations to start saying, you know what, we didn't really want to do this anyway, but since it was expediently, to our benefit to pretend like we was down with the George Floyd movement, but now since everybody's doing that, we're going to wash our hands of that. So now it's easy for them to say, well, Target ain't doing it no more, so then so-and-so, we ain't got to do it. You know what I'm saying? So we never set the definition of what that really was, and I'm not surprised that they are going after the strongest of our people, which is the black woman, to get them out of there. Because no matter how much you get the company upright, standing, no matter how productive you are, no matter how much money you bring to them, they can easily say, you know what, thanks you, but you're out of here. Yeah. And that's the shame of it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's my take on it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And when you think about DEI again, he's absolutely right. It's not just black people as part of that. It's not. Like, DEI ain't just black people in these positions and in these roles. Don't get it twisted. But black women do fill a lot of these roles, and they're feeling a negative impact. Statistically speaking, African-American women are feeling this impact. Now, Truth Nation, before we go to break, I do want to play the video of George Floyd, because I think it is imperative that I take y'all down memory lane, and I want y'all to go back to a time where we thought America was changing. So go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or turn up your radio. And again, we understand how sickening this is. But I want y'all to understand, despite how sickening this is, the mentality of America has shifted to not give a damn about George Floyd's life or yours.
Just after 8 p.m. on May 25th, and the security cameras of this local restaurant are rolling. The indicated time is about 20 minutes fast. A blue Mercedes has been parked curbside on East 38th Street for several minutes. We do not have footage showing when it arrived. George Floyd is in the driver's seat. A police car pulls up in front of this local convenience store, and two officers walk in. Minneapolis police said in a statement their officers responded to a report of a forgery in progress, meaning someone was trying to use counterfeit money in a store. A few minutes later, the officers crossed the street and approached the vehicle. The police said they found the suspect in his car. The first officer approaches the driver while his partner walks around to the passenger side. The interaction between the officer and Floyd can't clearly be seen from this angle, but the driver of this black vehicle filmed part of it on his phone. The officer struggles to get Floyd out of the car. His colleague walks over to help him put the handcuffs on. The black car pulls away and drives off after a few minutes. Floyd falls briefly to the ground. The officer lifts him back up before leading him towards the sidewalk, where he directs Floyd to sit on the ground. A park police car shows up to the scene. Redacted body cam footage from that new officer was released by the park police chief. The officer exits the car to see his two colleagues questioning Floyd and two people who were just in the car. A few minutes later, the officer helps Floyd up off the ground. The video has no sound, so we don't know what was said between the two officers and Floyd in this moment. They walk him across the street back towards their squad car. Floyd falls to the ground once more. Police originally said they noticed Floyd going into medical distress and called an ambulance to the scene. Another police car pulls up, obstructing our view from this angle and making it hard to clearly see what unfolded in the next 4 minutes between the officers and Floyd. We do see Officer Chauvin pull up to the scene with his
colleague. We're going to fast forward. We're going to play the rest of the
video. And behind the vehicle's open door, we can make out what seems to be a struggle.
But my whole point of with this video, because I really don't want to break that, I want to have George Floyd and what he had to suffer through. All over counterfeit $20 bill. You know what's crazy? I was at a restaurant out in, where is that? I was Waukesha County. And a lady got a counterfeit $20 bill. A counterfeit $20 bill. And never once did I think when I was sitting there when that lady said, oh my gosh, I got a counterfeit $20 bill, that somebody could have lost their life for giving a counterfeit $20 bill. Let that sink in. All of this over a counterfeit $20 bill. George Floyd lost his life. And all of a sudden, all of America cared about black people, so they claimed. When we come back, Truth Nation, I'm going to talk about why black lives don't matter anymore. I'm going to talk about why, where I'm at in life and my past experiences of why I know I can't trust people. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'm going to give y'all a little life lesson from a 90s baby on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. The Brewers achieved the 12-game win streak on Wednesday, which unlocked free George Webb burgers for fans.
Would you like fries with that? 12 in a row for the crew. 12-5, your final. The Brewers with their second longest winning streak in the regular season in franchise history. A team for the ages.
The Brewers return tonight in Cincinnati to take on the Reds to sit at 76-44. The Packers take on the Colts this weekend for their second preseason game. That showdown begins Saturday at noon. Jordan Love is expected to be ready for week one following his surgery. The sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
During the break, Truth Nation on Truth to Power. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley. You saw the video of George Floyd being apprehended, arrested, and eventually murdered at the hands of the Minneapolis Police Department. And the reason why I wanted to show this is because white guilt is gone here in America. And after this video, the world was disgusted by what they saw, and they demanded change, right? We finally had real allies speaking up, right? Where they said, you know what? We can't allow for things like this to happen. Matter of fact, this one event led to the launch of the award-winning 1017 The Truth. We were no longer going to be innocent bystanders here. That's what my company said. And watch just like the folks who watched George Floyd die. And at moments, I am torn at the unfortunate reality that I have to live with every time I come to work, understanding that my presence here, and granted, I was a part-time employee, but my presence here, which I was able to capitalize on and grow and have multiple shows because I believe in my talent and I know my skill set. But we wouldn't be here without the death of George Floyd. Let that sink in. We would not be here talking on this radio without the death of another human being. I am here not because a black man was murdered. Let that be understood. I am not here because a black man was murdered, because that happens every single day, especially at the hands of the police as well. That happens as well. No, I am here because a black man was murdered on camera while other people stood by and watched. See, white Americans felt the pain of not George Floyd. No, no. They felt the pain and related to the innocent bystander because they have to watch us get discriminated against in this country since we stepped foot on this country as slaves. That's what they were able to relate to and ask themselves, am I doing enough? And the innocent bystander feeling that many white Americans felt watching George Floyd getting murdered on camera, it's over. It's gone. The desire to want to actually acknowledge the persistent racism and racial discrimination in this country is gone. The support is gone. I want to know if y'all feel that as well. Do y'all see it on your day to day? And I am not one to say I dislike white people because that is far from the truth. But I will admit I have a natural distrust and mistrust based on my personal experience with some white folks, my personal encounters and interactions with some white people. See, I was born in the 1990s, and I still had to deal with racism, discrimination, and low expectations for myself. Not from me, but from others. See, in my personal experience, I believe many white people are driven by the wrong things. They're driven by power. They're driven by greed. They're driven by destruction. I remember my college girlfriend who went to MPS. I remember she had very few interactions with whites, right? We had different perspectives. She always said, how did you go to Whitefish Bay, but you feel this way? And I had to let her know that you got to be wary of the company that you keep. I told her I don't have the biggest trust because I've been around them. See, they know how to have fun and have a good time. I listen, a great time, but I have to understand and I have to always be mindful. And you, Truth Nation, should be always mindful of the other motives. See, growing up in Whitefish Bay, I saw that the kids who couldn't shoot a basketball, the kids who couldn't catch a football, the kids that couldn't hit a baseball, the kids that had nothing to uplift the school athletically, were not embraced in the community. I got invites to parties that some of my closest friends did not. Two of my closest friends who hung out with us didn't get the invites to the sleepovers because they didn't play sports. Even though we all hung out together in school, they didn't invite them. I saw the black girls who were from Milwaukee like me, 220 kids, not included in anything as well. I actually feel guilty to this day for not trying to include them in more of the parties. We just kicked it in Milwaukee with them. When we hung out, wasn't as often as we should have. See, I remember I told my ex, I understand a lot about these white folks and that she needs to understand that a lot of times in life, see, black people, not the problem we have, the beauty of us is that we ain't always looking to get something out of this. You go in some communities and you talk about marrying for love, they'll laugh at you. I can promise you across MPS, there ain't a lot of people talking about, I'm going to go to college to get my MRS degree. Rhea, do you know what an MRS degree is?
Nope.
It's called my Mrs. degree. See, in suburban communities, they go to college to get their MRS degree, their Mrs. degree. That ain't something that's part of our culture like that. And so you got to understand that they look at everything of what can I get out of this? And so I told her, I said, listen, this is my ex. I flexed a little muscle that I had. You know, I was working out. I played football a little bit at the time. Well, I played football before that. Before I stopped playing football, but neither here nor there. And so I got a little sum here, but I said, listen. I said, girl, I trust these white folks as far as I can throw them. And I used to always say, how far do you think I could throw them? How far do you think I could throw them, Rhea? Say it on air.
Not very far.
Not very far. And that's what I told her, is I said, you can trust people, human beings, but do understand that you have to be weary of the trust. Now, I get it today, Truth Nation. My show might have been all over the place because we're talking about the fact that white guilt is gone. But there is a purpose behind my message for today. See, for me, I want us to understand as a community, we can never lose our leverage. We can never give away our power. I refuse to ever depend on anybody else for everything in my life. I always encourage people, you need to have your hands in multiple buckets. You need to be investing. You need to have multiple ways to make money. Because there is nothing more freeing in this world to tell anybody, I don't need this damn job. I love my job. When I worked at UW Parkside, I loved it. I loved it. But I knew for a fact Kyle Wallace could grind and do whatever he needed to in order to live his life. Because I'm a grinder. I love Marquette. I didn't want to leave Marquette, but there was an opportunity to start the truth. And so I took the job. But I understood I didn't need Marquette because I could hustle and grind and get it how I got to get it. And I love doing what I do every single day. But do understand that I fully recognize that I do not have control in my destiny here. I didn't have my control of my destiny at Marquette, and nor did I have control of my destiny at Parkside and Truth Nation. For those who do not work for themselves, you do not have control of your destiny. One thing I love and respect about Dr. Ken Harris is he fully understands that. Dr. Ken Harris will play the game. Dr. Ken Harris will make his money. But Dr. Ken Harris' loyalty is to Dr. Ken Harris. And I am not mad about that. Truth Nation, black lives always matter. But it only mattered to us and a minority of others. See, what we're seeing in America right now is we're going back to status quo. We're going back to white people saying, well, do I have to, or it might be costly. That's what it is. And we have to be mindful of that. White guilt is gone. You aren't going to feel guilty forever. People will rob somebody, kill somebody, or do something to wrong somebody else. And guess what? They still go on and live their lives. They still go on and have their fun because white guilt and guilt in general only lasts so long. And guess what? The 2020 white guilt is finito. It's gone. And I'm here to tell y'all, be mindful of those who do not look like you. Brian in Milwaukee on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You don't think America cares about black people?
Well, of course not. But there's a bigger conversation that we need to have. The problem with America right now is there is a scarcity of purpose. Scarcity of purpose for the majority of folks. With AI and robots, yes, the AI and robots is a real thing, and they're rolling them out wherever they can. The problem, even with the AI and the AI and robots, eventually they won't have a purpose, because if capitalism can't exist without poor, without people spending money. If people don't have jobs, how are they going to spend money? If people don't have jobs, what purpose are they going to have for a robot to do what with? See, America is really screwing itself up with this AI and these robots. And not getting into being moral. The only way this country can survive is if they go moral, start caring about their fellow man.
When was this country ever morally righteous? I'm so sick.
There was never morally righteous, but there was a certain amount that was morally righteous. Right now, we're going into a satanic. Completely satanic purpose right now, which means everything, nothing goes completely off the cliff. So if America wants to push back and wants to have any type of future, they're going to have to push back on Satan.
I appreciate you. I agree. I will say this. Be wary of AI, because AI is going to take jobs. I'm just going to be very honest. AI is incredible, and it will take jobs. And one thing we need to understand is that Brian maybe, sometimes he goes a little far. But the reality is this, is that there is. So when I first came back to ESPN, I used to be a board op, right? I board op games. So playoff baseball games, they have games that you board op because they needed somebody to play the, make sure the commercials ran right. They need somebody to make sure that the legal ID played, right? But then what happened was, is when we were we acquired 620 WTMJ, the engineers there said, oh, well, we can just automate this. So I no longer had a real purpose at ESPN like that. I mean, my hours got cut down, but again, I wasn't here for the hours. I was here for the passion. And that's what I try to give y'all every single day. So do understand that AI is coming for a lot of people's jobs, and just research why a lot of folks with technology master's degrees and computer science degrees, these fresh graduates are struggling to find work. They're struggling to find work, and they have to work at coffee shops and movie theaters because they cannot find work. Why? It's because AI is more efficient, and you can just hire one person to manage AI versus having other people doing the job. America is heading down a very, very bad pathway. But when we wrap up the show on the other side, we're going to continue talking about the death of white guilt. It no longer exists. It no longer exists. And why you should have a little mistrust for folks who don't look like us. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll wrap up in 3 minutes.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
One, two, three, ho!
Again, Truth Nation, this show might have been all over the place today, but I had to get it off my chest. And I just want to say we were dumb. We were idiotic to trust people who saw Black Lives Matter as a fad and as a trend. That's where we went wrong. That's where we as a community, when we thought that we were getting progress, we have to understand that progress can't come just like that. The amount of progress that was taken between 2020 and the murder of George Floyd to the 1 year anniversary of George Floyd was incredible. You can never throw money at problems. You can never throw money at things and think that institutions will be able to thrive when you just throw money at them, when you don't actually have a plan for these institutions to succeed. When we got all that ARPA money here in the community, people didn't know what to do with it. These black businesses didn't know what to do with all this because they didn't have the tools and the resources to know how to execute this. And so we were dumb to believe in fraudulent people. We were dumb to believe that people who didn't give a damn and it took for somebody to get murdered, right? Not for somebody to die, but just die. For somebody to get murdered on camera for a reaction in America. It took for the death of a black person in order for people to care. So do not ever forget that. And again, I encourage you, be independent. Make sure you do everything to be independent. And understand this is just the beginning. I told y'all months ago, this was going to be a long 4 years. 4 years from hell. And yes, it starts with the administration, but people have choices to make decisions. And you see, when the door was opened, a lot of these corporations took a big step right through it. So I'm not going to blame Donald Trump for allowing people to openly do what they want to do. You should actually say, I appreciate the fact that he is now allowing us to see exactly how America really truly feels again, because we might have forgotten for the last 4 years. But guess what? That is back. We are at the bottom of the totem pole for this administration, this society, and this country. Don't y'all forget that black lives mattering was a trend to some folks. It was something fun to get out and march. It was cool to be a part of something while we were stuck in the house. Where the hell are they at now? Black women has a double the unemployment rate of white folks. And I don't see all these folks out here marching and mad about that. So again, it took for the death of a black man for people to give a damn about diversity. And 5 years later, they don't give a damn about his death, his diversity, or you. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much, Truth Nation. And I do this so much for y'all. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Peace out. I will see y'all next week.